Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We'll get for you our parlay coming up before the show ends. Afternoon show at 2 o'clock. Our parlay for the Eagles and the Cowboys Sunday afternoon. By the way, pregame show starts at 2. We'll be here on WIP for that 1 o'clock countdown to kickoff. 2 o'clock, the pregame show. You can watch it on YouTube. And you can watch all our shows on YouTube here, 6A to 6P. Of course, Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on us these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS at Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS to Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, let's do a little hot stove check-in before we go back to the phone lines here on the Eagles. And is this really a trap game on Sunday? I do have that trappy feeling for this game Sunday.
Trappy.
It's trappy. Just the whole spot is trappy with the rest and the injuries and the drama around the Eagles. I think they're going to get through it and win, but I have some trap vibes that this is going to be a tough game down in Dallas. Let's hear from Kyle Schwarber. You know, we started with this, what was this, August? We started with this flirting with Cincinnati. I don't love it. And now Schwarber, I guess he was back home for something, and in that area of Ohio, and he was asked, of course, local media is going to ask him, what about the Reds in free agency? Here is what he said.
You know, I grew up going to games there. I grew up sitting in the bleachers and watching a lot of games, and I think the kid would be, excited, right? Of you have your hometown team that's calling, so. But also being in the profession and knowing, a little bit more of the ins and outs, right? Be an open ear, right? You always have to listen and keep different options open and to see what happens.
All right, I can forgive this a little more because he's a free agent. During the season, he was a Philly playing catch in the field. I don't like the flirting with the Reds. You know, it makes, I'm jealous and it makes me uncomfortable.
Well, you just got to deal with it. Because, he's probably going to, I know recklessly speculating. I've heard a few people say that's where they think he's going.
Are you trying to upset me?
No, I'm not trying to upset you, but let's put the pieces together, shall we? They did roll out the red carpet for his pops.
They did. They had the catch on the field, which was ridiculous.
Had all that, father-son time.
Yep.
I mean, they want him. They want him back.
Of course they do. And they're a playoff team from last year who could use a bat, a real bat.
They want the leadership that he brings.
And they might be a bat or two away from, going deep in the playoffs.
But definitely the leadership.
Sure
definitely
they do.
The leadership.
So we've heard, we heard the Pirates thing a couple days ago. The Reds, of the two of those, smaller market teams, they scare me more. I mean, he's obviously very affectionate about his hometown and that area. Talking about going to games when he was a kid. We'll see where this goes. I would prefer this Schwarber thing to end quickly. I don't think it's going to. I know we heard a couple days ago Rooney Mara say between Thanksgiving and Christmas. If I'm him and his agent, I feel like I've got more than a handful of teams interested. I'm going to play this out as long as I can to get the most money. So we'll see where the Schwarber thing goes. I hope for a quick resolution and he's back, but I feel like this might get dragged out a little bit, Hugh.
Yeah, he's trying to maximize his dollars. Like I said, he's already won World Series. He's looking at a massive payday. Mm-hmm. So, he's trying to get the payday.
Yeah, and I don't see why he would sign early unless someone just blows him out of the water or gives him 6 years. So we'll see where it goes, but those Reds are lurking there. And then, speaking of hot stove, this is around the time for the qualifying offers, right? So you could put a qualifying offer on a player, and then they either accept it for 1 year or they reject it. Now, the Phillies did that with Ranger Suarez. He rejected his qualifying offer so he can go into free agency. But once in a while, players accept it. Trent Grisham, who's an outfielder, a guy actually I thought could fit the Phillies if he didn't accept it, but he accepted his offer from the Yankees, and it caused an absolute sports talk radio meltdown. This is an all-time talk radio host caller here. Listen to this on New York Sports Radio.
Let's go to John in Massbeth. Hey, John.
This moron, Brian Cashman, is an idiot. He bit off more than he could chew. He read the wrong cards. Now he's got to deal with this one-hit wonder, overpaid bum now, Trent Grisham, $22 million, with a couple more million dollars, with a Captain Tony Bellinger. Now we got to hear Hal Steinbrenner, Captain of Dan Petty. Oh, payroll, what's the debt? We got Aaron Judge and Garrett Cole in their damn prime, and we're wasting it with Trent Grisham. No! You moron, Brian Cashman! I don't know!
All right, thank you, John.
Wow.
The I don't know at the end. Like, basically, he's out of gas, just wants to scream even more. I don't know. Hugh, that was a hell of a phone call.
That was a lot. Mm-hmm. That was a lot to digest. Somebody needs to probably go see a therapist.
Well, and, I think for some, talk radio is their therapy. Yeah, they just
lot,
yell at
though.
Us.
I mean, come on, man. That's I understand being upset, but that's almost like busting a blood vessel.
He was a little
upset.
Bit over the top.
That's the platform to do it. Yeah. I invite any and all of those kinds of phone calls if you have that kind of frustration about any of our teams ever. That's okay.
We haven't had the Eagles are so great that we haven't had that towards the Eagles in a very long time. Now, once in a while, the Sixers could bring that. The Phillies bring a lot of that when things go wrong. Mm-hmm. Quickly, before we go back to the phone lines, we do have you people in our parlay. Just in case anyone out there is interested, Hugh has discovered Meta, and
yes.
I'm seeing some of the results of your. So what are you doing?
Meta? No, I'm looking at. I'm like, I never knew what this was, and now I found it. So yeah, I'm looking at the Meta.
So it's you as you're
as
Santa. Where you're wearing Christmas pajamas and a recliner with popcorn?
Yeah. That's the picture that I put up. Well, okay. It said make a picture of a festive Christmas picture.
Of you.
Yeah. And that's
But
that's
you're not festive.
Not at all. Not at all.
I do like in the background you're watching WIP. You notice
yeah,
that?
That's what yeah, I know that's what I did. I put that in there too.
Oh, you designed this?
Yeah.
Like you telling
well,
me what to
it
do?
Was a WIP it was a picture that I used a WIP picture.
Oh.
Kind of like this one right here on the thing.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
And then in the next one is you as a football player.
Yeah.
But do you need Meta for that? Is
it well, it's
he
I
has
just
Google.
I don't know. Like I was looking at the Meta and I don't know how to use the Meta. So I was just trying to figure out how to use the Meta. That's all.
It looked like it was in the style of, do you ever see that old Christmas movie, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yes.
With the kid that wants to be a dentist?
Yeah, the claymation.
Yeah.
What was his name? He had a very unique name. The kid that wanted to be the dentist.
I know you're talking about.
UConn?
No, UConn Cornelius was the other guy.
Hermie?
Yes. What was it?
Hermie?
Yes, it was Hermie. It looks in that vein. I just think it's funny you made a Meta of you as a football player. Like, we have photos of that.
No, you know, and I did a video, but it has my beard, but it has it like, it's going all, my beard is going all the way around my head.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Okay, we'll that's work on terrible. That. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Mark in Woodbury Heights is up on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Gentlemen, how we doing today?
Mark, what's up?
Man?
How you been?
I've been blessed. Blessed to be alive, Joe. Here's the bottom line. Joe, I agree with you. I'm really concerned about this football game. I'm tired of hearing about AJ and Jalen and all this nonsense. Boys will be boys. Here we go. You.
Yes.
What do the Eagles have to do to win this football game?
Score points.
Whatever it takes.
Hugh, you know, I was really looking forward to some strategical answer, you know, schematically.
Yeah, they need to. You know what? I got you.
No, here we go. Here we go.
I got you. You know what they need to do? They need to take the ball and put it in the end zone.
Wow, that might be hard for us. We don't do that very often around here.
They need to take the ball and they need to put it in the zone, and then they need to take the other team and stop them from putting the ball in the zone.
I mean, aren't we all concerned about this game a little bit?
I am. I mean, yeah, Mark. I mean, a month ago, I wouldn't have been. But a couple things. Our offense is in the dumps right now. We got all the drama going on. Mark, the schedule, they've played one game in the last 18 days. We just played two physical ones in a row. It just feels like a weird spot. I mean, ultimately, they're probably going to find a way because they find a way almost every week. But, Mark, I feel like I'm going to be biting my nails at 7 o'clock
on
Sunday.
Like, Mark, to be honest, I don't know how it's going to play out, man. I was being funny. But, I mean, honestly, I don't think all year long, we could actually say how it's going to look on a Sunday. But I feel like the Eagles are going to win.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas's defense is bad. Our offense has been bad. I just don't know if we're going to be able to exploit their defense, their defensive weaknesses. I mean,
you know what it is, Mark? The good thing about going into this game is it feels like it's a strength on a strength. Like, their offense is pretty good. They've scored a lot of points. Our defense has been playing well. That's why I say 21 points. If we figure out how to get 21 points, we win this game. That's it. Because I feel like our defense is going to keep us in the game. I can't see Dak going out there and exploiting our defense that much. So it's if we can get 21 points.
My last question.
Mm-hmm.
When was the first time? And all of us hate the Cowboys, right? You guys hate Dallas, right?
Of course. I mean,
with the fire of a thousand.
Especially, I mean, yeah, I mean, Mark, when I was a kid, was their dynasty. So that was like my first football memories was them winning.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It was annoying.
Yeah, and that was in the 90s,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I first hated Dallas when Landry was the coach back in the 70s, and we, you know, Landry had the hat on. He was so stoic. I thought he was just, like, arrogant. And when the Eagles beat them in the NFC Championship back in 1980, 17 degrees below zero with the wind chill factor at the Vet, that was, like, the greatest sports moment I've ever witnessed. So when was the first time any of you just knew that you hated them?
When I first got here, that's all I heard about was how much, you know, how we had to beat the Cowboys and how much this city hated the Cowboys. And I kind of, like, when I heard that, I just kind of started hating the Cowboys too, just because everybody else hated them.
You got, like, immersed in it.
I got immersed. Yeah,
yeah. For me, Mark, it was those Super Bowls when they won the back-to-back and then got to the third one, you know. And I, especially because I think it was maybe, Mark, for me, it was with Barry Switzer won, because I thought that guy was a dummy and he was winning anyway. I was this is ridiculous.
He was packing heat through the airport.
Yes, he did.
I don't know if you saw the documentary on Dallas on Netflix, but a lot of the players really liked Barry. I was surprised to see that, except for Troy Aikman. A lot of the players liked him and respected him because they felt he always had their back. But the coordinators coached that team.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mark, I watched it. It was a good documentary. Mark, what do you got for us? What is your opposites?
My opposite. You know what? Kyle asked me to think about that, and I didn't. I'm sorry. I do not have an answer.
That's all right, Mark. You got it, buddy. No problem.
So locked in.
Yeah.
We're locked
Cowboys
in.
He's locked in at Cowboys Week. You could tell Mark. I could hear it in Mark's voice. He's fully locked in on Cowboys Week.
Yep.
Let's, before we get to you people, let's quickly grab Art in Philly, who's up on WIP. Art!
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I love you guys. You're the comedy show, too.
Well, we appreciate you are. We're just doing what we can.
We are doing hard-hitting journalism.
That's
over
not
here.
True. We're not we're doing right.
Yeah, I got something for you at the end of this message. But look, the Eagles are a great team. They are a dynasty in the making. Dynasty. You guys don't see it. They're going to win this year, and they could possibly win next year, too. That'll be 3 years in a row.
Back to back to back. No one's ever done that. I mean, that's hard.
Yeah, and here's the thing for you. Listen, you, please, do me a favor. Don't go giving Sirianni any of them gummies.
Sirianni.
He doesn't want Sirianni.
Oh, Sirianni. No, I didn't. I don't see him.
Yeah. He gets to one of them. That's why he's making them bad decisions.
Mark, Art, I agree. The only reason you would go for the tush push or last week or punt the week or not punt the week before is if you're on a gummy. Yeah.
That ain't what I did. Ain't giving no gummies.
All right, good. You got it, man. Great phone call. All right, enjoy the game on Sunday. I didn't give him any gummies. Well, I didn't say it was your fault, but like that's the only rationale for decisions like that.
Gummies.
Yeah, or whatever, something else. All right, can we hear from you people? See what they're up to today.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
Are you anti-you
people? No, I love you people, man. It feels like it's just the day goes so fast. These last couple of days it went so fast. It just goes
all right.
So fast.
Okay, no problem.
I'm just caught up on Meta Hugh because I'm just.
Yeah, tonight it's going down.
Oh, tonight. Is that the plans for tonight?
Oh, yeah, it's going down.
It's Hermie Hugh.
Hermie. You ain't right.
You're the one going to the dentist all the time.
Yep.
So, one of my favorite things about the You People chat is how it evolves, new trends, new things that catch on like wildfire in the group. Today, and actually just not today, but recently, when people don't like one of your takes, one of our takes, they start sending tomato emojis.
Like
they're throwing tomatoes at you.
Virtual tomato throwing.
That's pretty cool.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Okay. It's not bad. I like that.
Yep. So now if I ever go in there, I'll understand why the tomatoes are being thrown around.
Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. You will see tomatoes. How did you three get the morning show?
Well, this isn't the morning show. It's 1:46 in the afternoon. So yeah. This is quite clearly not the morning show.
Not at all.
Not the morning show. Mm-mm. Yep. Only drama with the Eagles is you, Joe. You suck.
That's right. This is all those 8 minutes of questions last week at AJ's Locker, 7 minutes yesterday. You know how many I was there for? Zero. I asked zero of them. I was there for neither of them. But I just find it fascinating how... It's my fault.
When they say something and we talk about it, it's our fault for talking about it.
You know what's going to have to happen? If Sunday goes the wrong way, next week we have to ask, is it the Eagles' fault or is it WIP's fault?
Or is it Joe Giglio? We'll ask about you specifically.
That's fine. It's all my fault. You know what? Someone has
flames
to.
Flames of malcontention.
Someone has to carry that cross. I'll do it. I'll bear it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Hugh had a pretty electric hype speech today. The chat enjoyed it. They had some "Show Us the Baby" chants.
Show us the baby. Not popular with the ladies, though. I would imagine that was a problem.
And then we got Hugh Douglas is a damn fool.
Yeah, that tracks.
Evergreen. Yes. Yep.
Quinn doesn't have the slightest clue. What's the point of him?
Again, that's another kind of evergreen one. I mean, just what's the point? Not a slightest clue.
Yep. Speaking of not having a clue, Hugh, why do you continue to take Aaron's calls?
Yeah, Hugh, why do you put Aaron up?
I only hung up on two people since I've been here.
I'm surprised it's only two, especially since you found out how to hang up on people.
I only hung up on two folks, so it's not my fault Aaron gets as much air as he gets. He's a little dry though.
Are you trying to workshop live on air with us that we should take less of Aaron's calls?
No, I'm not saying that. We are all inclusive, but Aaron's a little dry. Hmm. For a guy that lives in California, it's a little dry.
I would say this has not been a good Aaron week. Mm-hmm. Aaron's had way better weeks than this.
Yeah, I know. It's been pure delusion all week. Yeah. Somebody in the chat called him Hot Aaron. Hot Aaron.
Yeah,
I get it. Yeah.
It's been bad, yeah.
Yep. So there are two very different types of fear. Joe Giglio, worried about the Cowboys game, and Hugh Douglas, who is scared of pork chops and applesauce.
Yeah.
I'd say mine's rooted in a little bit more reality.
Yes.
But
pork chops and applesauce is not good.
Yep. Didn't you say that was opposites? That was your opposite
today?
That
was the opposites, though.
It's actually, never mind.
Yep. Report, I saw Hugh Douglas throwing up at the casino at 7:30 a.m. today.
Wow. Yep.
7:30 a.m. today. And I made it to work on time.
You did? It was impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, on time.
2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Well, because it's like, I had to warm up my breakfast.
Oh, or you were at the casino at 7:30.
Definitely was not at the casino.
Hugh Douglas Lamb over here. By the way, did you see CeeDee Lamb's response to when he was?
Yeah, he can hold his liquor.
Yeah, he was asked because he and Pickens got benched for the first quarter on Monday. Mm-hmm. And then they asked him about a report that he was seen at the casino throwing up at 7:30 in the morning before the game. And he was like, that is ridiculous. I can hold my liquor. Like, not denying the casino part at 7:30.
I hold my liquor.
It's a great response.
Yep. We did have a guy, he was a new guy in the chat today who made himself very known, says he was a big fan of Hugh Douglas.
Oh, wow.
So you have that. But I enjoyed some of his initial reactions to being in the YouTube chat. Mm-hmm. Feels like he's been a listener for a while, but this is his first time.
Oh, he's wading into that world.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot of forehead.
Me?
Yeah, well, okay. Both of you guys, I guess.
Okay.
But we're bald. What do you mean? Well, and I guarantee you he's bald or receding. Hold on. Got money.
Hey, relax. He's a big fan.
Okay, he can still be a fan. He can still be bald. A bald fan.
Yep. Whoa, the stash on that guy.
So he's coming after all of us.
All of us. Okay. And then my favorite. Hey, no disrespect, OG. You're looking gray.
I mean, I've been looking gray for a while.
That can only be one of us.
But again, I'm sure he's not used to seeing you.
No, but what I'm saying is you can't be in the chat talking trash and not expect trash to be talked back.
No, you're right. But the whole point of the You People chat is kind of to talk trash.
Yeah, we get it.
I mean, we get that's it, the but every now and then, we clap back.
Well, you clap back. Well, yeah, you clap back all the time.
I mean, and I've earned these grays. Matter of fact, I've gotten more gray fooling around with y'all.
Oh, I was going to say, dealing with us? This is our fault. Okay. Yeah. All right, before we give out our same game parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook for the game on Sunday, we need to pick a winner for our combo con today. The qualifying prize we're giving away, the prize pack with the rocks glasses, umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, the Weber grill, and you're automatically entered for the grand prize. What are we thinking today for combo con? Hugh, we got a lot of good ones. The challenge for picking this is a lot of the best ones, or some of the best ones were similar, like East and West, North Pole, South Pole. So I'm trying to find one that stood out.
You know, I was surprised that nobody said this one that's, like, nobody said it.
What did no one say?
Man or woman.
No one said that.
Nobody, that's crazy.
Yeah, that it fits the East-West, like yes. Polar opposites, North Pole.
Polar opposites,
you know,
for real.
Will in the Northeast was our first one, I believe. He was one of our first ones.
Yeah, he was in the first hour or two.
And he said Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart, which is definitely the most unique one we got today.
Mm-hmm.
I think Will earned it.
It's hard to think of two people who are more opposite.
They really are. All right, Will, you got it today. We appreciate it. All right, let's do a little same game parlay quickly over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Hugh, what do you got?
Anytime touchdown.
Jalen?
Yes.
All right, Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown.
Pickens over yards.
Kyle, what do you want to throw in here?
Pickens over yards.
Pickens over 65.5. All right, I will throw in Devontae over 58.5 yards. And let's go with Javonte Williams as the Cowboys touchdown. You put those four together. Pickens over, Javonte touchdown, Hurts touchdown. That is a 10-1.
That sounds like a good day.
10-1. We're due. Everyone have a great weekend. We will talk to you on Sunday for the pregame show. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.